Last month, the Dillingham School Board agreed to keep Superintendent Bill McLeod on the job through the 2015 school year. However, they still had to work out a contract. That is done, and it was presented to the Dillingham School Board during Monday's meeting. For the most part, the contract is unchanged from the current contract, except that McLeod requested double the amount of annual leave, from 20 days a year to 40 days a year. He also wanted language inserted that allows him to cash out up to 50% of his unused leave. McLeod also requested a significant increase to the life insurance policy provided by the school district from $20,000 up to $100,000. The contract was negotiated by school board president Bernina Vinois. She recommended approval at Monday night's school board meeting.
Because I have read all the comparable charts that AASB sent us when they surveyed all the superintendent salary benefits, all those things. And we fall within the mean. We're not even the highest. We're even towards the lower end.
The members of the Dillingham School Board ended up discussing the contract in a short executive session Monday night. Once that session was over, the board voted unanimously to approve the superintendent's fiscal year 2015 contract. McLeod's salary will be $112,000 a year, plus a $12,000 housing allowance. In other action from Monday night, the school board also agreed to rehire Assistant Superintendent Danny Frazier and High School Principal Bill Schwann. School board member Chris Napoli noted the district is lucky to have a good and returning administrative team.
I'm glad to see them coming back for another year.
The lone member of the administrative team not coming back next school year is elementary school principal Marilyn Rosine. She recently announced her retirement at the end of the school year. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.